We're coming up on Memorial Day weekend, and this one is expected to be the busiest in years for air travel. AAA says close to 3.5 million travelers are expected to fly. And this all comes after a past few months marked by multiple disruptions to air travel. Southwest Airlines canceled more than 15,000 U.S. flights after a technical failure over the winter holidays. So, are the airlines ready for the weekend? United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby spoke to me from the Denver airport. He talked about how his carrier is trying to work around weather-related delays.
When weather happens, there's nothing you can do. But what you can do is recover quickly. And so what we attempt to do is really isolate the problem to the day and the location where the weather is and not have it bleed over into the rest of the system. We've gotten pretty good at that.
So longer term, is there something more that the industry needs to do to cope with what are expected to be increasingly severe storms? Or do you think that you have this in hand now?
Well, the biggest issue for us and for the industry is air traffic control staffing shortages. We have fewer air traffic controllers today than we had 30 years ago. And that is by far the biggest issue and the most addressable. This is a 20 to 30 year old issue. We are working hard to get the right amount of resources in a bipartisan FAA reauthorization bill to address that issue.
So let's talk about another issue of human capacity, right? American Airlines reached an agreement in principle with its pilots last week. Delta and its pilots reached a new contract agreement a few months ago. Both deals include pay raises for pilots. You don't have a deal yet. Your pilots have been picketing at hub airports across the country. I am interested in your take on what we understand the disagreement to be about, not so much over pay, but over quality of life issues, fatigue, the amount of time pilots are away from home. How will you address that?
We think our pilots deserve the best deal in the industry. And we have put that deal on the table. I hope we're close to the finish line with the pilots. But there are a lot of changes that they requested in the contract and an awful lot of changes that we've agreed to. I hope that we are close to the finish line with them.
Do you anticipate, though, that these pay increases and quality of life enhancement will raise airfares even further? A couple of sources that we've consulted say there's already been an 18% increase in airfare costs from last March to this March. Do you think that prices will go even higher?
It's an artificial comparison to compare it to what was happening during COVID because fares collapsed during COVID. But if you go back to pre-pandemic, they're still lower than they were in real terms 10 years ago. I think we've just returned to normal. My guess would be fares are going to grow kind of with inflation in the overall economy as they've historically done. We're just back to pre-COVID normality in airfares.
And the Biden administration is pushing for new customer protections in the airline industry. One thing they're calling for is requiring airlines to compensate passengers for preventable delays. Have you responded to this proposal? And what have you said?
I saw the Secretary of Transportation 2 weeks ago, and I'll tell you exactly what I said to him, which is, one, we have every motivation to run a reliable operation because that's what's best for our customers, which means that's what's best for our business, and we are doing that. By far, the biggest issue that we have is the weather / air traffic control delays. I mean, it's just every day. It's chronic. But the third and I think most important point is a safety point. We start from day one with every employee. We drill it into them that safety is number one. It's everything. And if you all of a sudden start saying, well, there's a big expense associated with delaying or canceling this flight, I don't want to chip away at that safety foundation with a pilot or mechanic in the back of their minds saying, well, this is a close call and it's going to cost a lot of money and we shouldn't do that.
Before we let you go, I want to ask this as a business leader, the leader of a major American corporation. Congress and the White House are in the middle of negotiating a debt ceiling deal. Let's say they can't reach a deal and the country does default on its national debt. As a business leader, how are you thinking about this?
Defaulting on the debt would be an unnecessary, unforced error. And so to me, our politicians, and this is bipartisan comment, need on both sides to find a compromise. There's a lot of dominoes lined up and they're really fragile. And if it starts knocking over the other dominoes, it goes from a debt default to some kind of banking crisis or, you know, something else. That's the real risk that is really potentially damaging to the economy. And it would just be crazy for us to not get this done.
Scott Kirby is the CEO of United Airlines speaking to us from Denver Airport. Mr. Kirby, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.